Check-in guys we invite over from Hinge that say they're 6 foot.
I hate being a man because people constantly make fun of how big your dick is. Oss. I hate being a man because people constantly make fun of your height. Oss. I hate being a man because of double standards for body positivity. If you make fun of a woman's weight, it's sexist. If you make fun of a man's weight, it's normal. Oss. I hate being a man because if you don't have a six pack, if you're not 6 foot six, and if you don't make six figures, you're considered unsuccessful and unattractive. Oss.
Double standards when it comes to men and women. I'll give you the example. If an older woman is looking sexy, then we name her with a title called MILF.
MILF.
Yeah? Now that title starts for Mother I'd Like
That's
to.
A fuck.
Okay. Why is there not got a FI? Do you see what I'm saying? Because it sounds peely. For a 30 or 40 year old man to be looking at a 16 year old girl, it looks wrong. But it's not wrong with a woman who's 40 years old to be looking at a 16 to 17 year old kid, because she's got a nice cute title to go with it.
Who said it's not the same?
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. If they cheat, it's the guy's problem.
All right, the kid.
I'm not going to burn this girl because she looks very young and she's probably in the hornet's nest of boys right now. But I think that what she's talking about highlights a strong double standard in our society, that when men cheat, it's the man's fault. But when women cheat, guess what? It's also the man's fault. The amount of audacity it takes to place blame on anybody else outside of the cheater is astounding.
All right, here we go again. Now, I know y'all seen this video about a fan jumping up on stage and touching Adam Levine without his consent, right? And I know that happens in concerts. But what was not okay was what is going on in the comments of this video. The fact that people were upset that this man did not want some random woman putting her hands on him, talking about they should cancel him, and if I knew he was like this, like what? Like doesn't want a random ass person touching him? So that's a problem now. Even though we know that if it was a female celebrity, whether it be Nicki Minaj, Dua Lipa, whatever, that they would be trying to put this man under the jail. They would have built a jail just to put this motherfucker under it. This is the hypocrisy I talked about in the last video. Consent and body autonomy does not change depending on what's between your legs. And others are like, well, he's a celebrity. Just because he's a celebrity does not mean you own him because you bought a $25 ticket to his concert. Consent is universal. Stop being hypocritical. You know what? I keep doing these damn videos showing the double standard of what would happen to men if the situation was reversed, and people ain't hearing it. So I got this one, and I'm gonna try a different approach, all right? All right, here it goes. Take this video of this man just sitting here by himself at a bar on a stool, minding his own business, when he gets touched, groped, whatever you want to call it, by a random woman without his consent. Take that man and sub in your boyfriend, your husband, your dad. Your brother. Are we overreacting now? Are we getting the picture now? Is he doing too much? You let me know if subbing in these other people in your life for this man, if you would have the same type of thought. That's all I'm saying. And for you who said it would change, yeah, I thought so.
You give an ugly guy a chance, he thinks he rules the world. I swear to God.
Oh, look, 2 cents. Coming from somebody who is afraid to be body shamed by the public, she's not afraid to ugly shame people. But here's my take on pretty women giving ugly guys a chance. We don't think that we rule the world when we're given a chance. We feel on top of the world because we're given a chance finally. A good looking guy is going to do whatever he wants because he believes he can get away with anything he wants, because if anything goes wrong, he can just move on to the next girl that thinks that he's handsome. But an ugly guy or an average looking guy will do whatever he can to make that girl happy, because these chances don't fall into their lap all the time. They don't have a bunch of notches in their belt like the handsome guy does, who treats women like shit. So don't take it out on the guy who wasn't blessed with dashing good looks because he feels on top of the world anytime he's with you. Enjoy the good for once.